The October enrollment numbers are down by about 68 students across the district. That translates into about $585,000 lost in WPU money and about three classrooms worth of students. Board President Andrew Kaplan is not too concerned about the drop in state funding because the district is self-funded anyway. He says they have reserves this year to cover the loss, but a tax increase is imminent to cover teacher salaries in the next school year.
So our reserves have been growing over the past 5 years from around 17% to 20% of budget. We always are planning on spending that down. We've been looking at facilities for quite some time, as you know, and part of the thought process there is that we're keeping that money to spend on facilities. With regards to the teacher salaries, that is going to come, you know, year one, it's coming from what we have. And going forward, as we look at our budget, we're starting that process for next year. Like other municipal groups in town, we're going to be looking at a tax increase.
Kindergarten enrollment numbers are lower than the high school. They're not sure if that means the student population is on a shrinking trend. More information, Kaplan says, is needed to understand the demographics and growth projections.
Well, we're looking at it. There's a lot of interesting things that came out in the enrollment. The elementaries were actually on the whole up. The secondary, you know, from Treasure and the high school, they were actually down. Kindergarten did look a little bit off. We need to look at what the buildable areas are, what the themes are in terms of, you know, second homeowners selling to primaries, if there's young families moving here. We have a lot of anecdotal evidence. We have evidence from the real estate agents in town, but we need to get some real hard data to help inform our decisions going forward.
Jeremy Ranch Elementary is the only closed school in the district. The board has frequently discussed the criteria for closing a school to out-of-district students. According to Kaplan, just 5% of students come from outside the district.
You know, there's two components of that. One is the kids who belong to teachers or employees of the district, and we don't really factor that in because that's a right and a privilege of our employees. And again, there's state statute, which is very clear about what we can and can't do in terms of restricting kids, from coming into our district. You know, the other elementaries remain open, and we're actively looking at that. Right, a decision has to come in December. What spaces in the schools are teachable, and make sure that also is in line with policy. We also recognize, though, as a board and a community, that most of our schools have trailers, and so it's very difficult for us to have trailers at all of our schools and say, oh yes, they're open, and we have plenty of space for more kids.
The board plans to consider the issue for a decision in December. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.